Hey everyone, come on over. I hope everybody enjoyed the meal. It was awesome. There's a whole story behind that, the person who made the food for us. So it's pretty cool that he was able to do that and provide that meal for us today. We're going to do a couple things. Today's going to be more casual and fun. Tomorrow's a whole lot more professional in what we're going to do tomorrow. And please, we should be full and those tables over there tomorrow with the folks that are coming in yet tonight. There'll be 200 people here tomorrow. And it's going to be a fun day. We'll have food afterwards. And we've got some special things for Joe that'll happen when he finishes up at 11:30 tomorrow. Order of events tomorrow. Communion. Unfortunately, you got to set through an ordination. And then when that's done, we'll have a break. And then Joe will teach. And then when he ends, we have a couple things very special that will happen tomorrow. So I hope you're able to. It'll take about 30 minutes from 11:30 to 12. Then we'll have lunch over there, leftovers and sandwiches tomorrow. And then that will conclude the events. We have folks here from New Mexico, Texas, Manitoba and Canada, Tennessee, Georgia, let's see, Alabama, Mississippi, California, Florida, Michigan, Wyoming,
Texas and Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pennsylvania. So folks came a long way to be a part of this weekend. Thank you all very much. Thanks for everybody who gave a hand to make this happen. Huh? South Dakota. How could I forget South Dakota? Holy cow. That's my South Dakota family. They're at my house and I forgot them. Not Dan, though. I know he's got a special surprise for you all later. A little dancing. Okay. I ask anybody that wanted to send letters or videos to do so. We've gotten a few of those. I am not going to read all these, but there are a couple. I just want to touch on a few things that they wrote. And then I'm going to give these to Joe, and he could take them home at his leisure. But if I read every bit of everyone's letter, we would be here today until 5 or 6 o'clock just reading letters. The response was unbelievable. From the Philippines, from all over the United States, Australia. I mean, people just really touched that we were having a party for Joe Griffin in his 40th. And this one said, good day, Pastor Gary. She's just being nice. Please extend my congratulations to Pastor Griffin for his diligence in exegeting the original languages of the Bible and teaching patiently to the positive believers. I am Gloria Villanis from Bhutan City, Mindanao, Philippines. And I've been listening to Joe since 2013. Joe, Jenny, and I are profoundly grateful for Miss Dixie Jernigan and her gospel message. And our beloved Holy Spirit bestowing the curse of pastor teacher on you. It has allowed so many sheep to continue our spiritual growth. And that's from Jenny and Ben Gillis. Although I've never had the privilege of meeting him in person, it would be impossible for me to tell you how the exceptional teaching of Pastor Griffin has changed my life. I have no doubt it's a common story. It wasn't until my adult life was spiraling out of control that I was introduced to Pastor Griffin's tapes by my dad. Well, once Pastor Griffin got the concept of rebound, my life changed forever. Suddenly, my utter failure at living the Christian way of life made sense, and I knew there was hope for the future. I just couldn't get enough Bible doctrine, and I asked my husband to listen to the basics too, and he was hooked. So that's from Alina Williams, Les, Adeline, Adrian Williams also, all listening in Texas. While I can't be at the celebration in person, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude and appreciation for being able to listen to Pastor Joe Griffin's Bible ministry for over 15 years in Maine. Through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit, it has truly changed the way I think. And he goes on to say that his son listens every day. They all listen. And then a good friend of yours, Mike Kelly, wrote a poem. Mike moved to Baraka about a year before you moved there and got on doctrine with Joe. They're best friends. When he was in Houston, they had a private room and able to hang out together and visit. I showed a picture from the pulpit, in fact, of those two together. So this is from Mike. We love our cool, rainy nights in Alabama. Folks hold Bibles, guns, say yes, ma'am. A young man grew up there, a baseball fan, toted a trombone in his local band. Playing a horn wasn't his favorite thing to do, but neither were Spanish and Algebra 2. He went to college, found his niche, and God brought Sweet Joe, and they got hitched. He attended church like most Bama men do, learned Bible verses, at least one or two. By a PT and exegesis, he found God's word, translations on 7-inch reels like he'd never heard. Eventually, he was led way out west, told Joe Henry, let's go to Houston and do our best. Not sure where we'll stay or when we'll sup. Next step, fill up old blue and go giddy up. After 7 years of study under the colonel, John at GDC called, come teach us the eternal. Joe came and studied long, taught very hard. Bo would say, you've done very well, old pard. So it's been circa 40 years, blessed years of teaching the word and calming our fears. God's always been faithful and full of grace. Joe's dug out the truth at a steady pace. Joe's doctrinal classes can now be heard by hungry prisoners who seek God's word. Gary travels, functions with his spiritual gift to aggrandize the positive souls from being adrift. Joe's congregation has spread far and wide. His book studied as a believer's trail guide. To Shreveport he went to teach the crowds. He claimed to be boring, but his hearers were proud. Our country teeters, as for many years Joe has taught. His warning resounds, we've lost the thought. Will the Lord save our client nation? Who knows? We've soiled his divine creation. Thanks, old man, for picking up God's guidon and rod. He's assigned a mission, many miles you've trod. After James 5:20, a lesson, U.S. don't harm the Jews. Maybe relax with a cool one as the cards win or lose. Mike Kelly. Got a couple more. Here's another poem for another individual that wrote to you, Paul White. Each week we waited for the truth which came from heaven's hand, and there were from lofty speaker's booth were words to save our land. For in those words were sentiment of power and faith and peace, and we would lose impediment preventing their release. Now still we live with seated minds containing what you spoke, the notes, the graphs, the various kinds of teaching formed a yoke. Yes, we would learn to love you, sir, and learn to lose our woe, for joy through test amuck do stir. We thank you, Pastor Joe. See, I can't read all these. There's plenty more, but we'll do one more. This came from someone in Michigan for you. Just sending you a short note to recognize your contribution to our spiritual growth. Your teaching is not boring, but is an inspiration to that which we hold dear, the thought. And they sent a couple things for you, which will be in your folder. We did have folks that sent videos. So we're going to queue up these videos. I think we have them ready. And you can watch those, and they'll bring back some memories. And when we're done, we've got a couple more things to do. So enjoy.
Mr. Griffin, I want to celebrate you so many years there. It really goes back from our days at Troy when you were an audiovisual, and a lot of us would meet at your house and Dr. DeAndrea's house for Bible study, and then First Baptist when you were a teacher, and you got you converted the pastor to teaching doctrine out of the pulpit. And it was just a wonderful and great ministry, and it was so much of a pleasure for me to know you and participate in your ministry.
Well, Joe, 40 years, that's a long time to be in St. Louis. I'm amazed at how quick time has gone, and I'm just so happy to know how your ministry has influenced so many people, and I was glad to be part of an early part of that, and just wish you all the best, and thank you for those years, many, many years ago, that I was able to be part of a great group there in Troy. Thank you, Joe.
I just wanted to thank you for the starting of my journey and my spiritual growth at Troy, because I was a sophomore when I started coming, and you were teaching on Tuesday nights, and that was my foundation for coming up here to Ron. Thank you so much for your encouragement and your ministry.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye,
thanks, Joe.
Bye.
We've had some wonderful times together, doing things together, and it's been just a great pleasure knowing you all. It's been wonderful. Thank you for letting us be with you so often. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Joe.
No, you go first.
No.
Okay. Oh, H goes first.
No.
Shit before the shovel.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Congratulations on your 40th.
40 years?
40 years. Teaching.
I thought he was only 50 years old. He's been teaching since he was 10.
Yeah.
We go way back to the St. Louis conferences at the Schatz House and all the dinners with Colonel Thien and all the fun times we had at the Highland Games for St. Louis, and Lindsay and Alex doing bagpipe and Highland dancing at your church. It's been a lot of fun. Congratulations, Joe. And hi, Henry. What are you laughing at?
Oh, well, she did it all. Congratulations, Joe and Henry. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, Joe. Nancy here, dropping by to be a part of your celebration. When we met many, many years ago, you were starting your incredible journey, and you were delivering rainbow bread to hungry families all over Houston. And now, after 40 years, you're still delivering the bread of life to hungry believers in St. Louis and all over the United States. Thank you for your service. And congratulations on 40 great years. Love to you and Joe Henry. Love and hugs. Bye-bye.
Greetings from the Marquis family in Sherrah, South Carolina. Joe, I'd like to thank you for guiding and teaching my family from the Word of God.
Joe, I'd like to thank you too for heightening my knowledge in Christ.
Thank you, Joe, for teaching me how to grow in grace.
Thank you, Joe, for teaching me how to be a good parent to have the fourth generation of positive believers in Jesus Christ. Karis human kai irene, plethen thae in epinosai, tu theu kai iesu tu kuriu hemon. We love you, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, Pastor Griffin, it's Gabriel. Congratulations on the 40 years at Grace Doctrine. I guess God wants you around. But, just thank you very much for sort of starting my whole doctrinal awareness. Driving to the middle school, I think it was ingrained in my memory. But I hope you're doing well. Thank you for everything, and congrats again. I hope everything's okay in St. Louis.
Greetings, Grace Joshman Church and Pastor Joe Griffin. I'm out here on my, 16th deployment from a filthy mystery dirt lot overseas, and super bummed that I can't be with you all for a celebration of Joe's outstanding 40 years, nearly 40 years of commitment to the church and the Word of God. I can't make this too long because I don't know if I have the bandwidth to send it, but you spent 40 years as my mentor for everything in my Christian life and walk. I remember meeting you for the first time as a four-year-old in my dad's old Chevy riding next to you in a snowstorm in South Dakota, and you've been in my life ever since, and I can't be more grateful. Your doctrines followed me for over 38 countries, 5 continents, in my 22-year career in the Navy, and without it, I wouldn't be where I am today and the way I can thank a husband and a Christian. Your influence on my life cannot be overstated, and your teachings have been truly cherished for me. I've even convinced an Armley chaplain out here to begin Bible study with Rebound, and he didn't even know what that was beforehand, so you're making waves where you can't even imagine. You and Henry have been more than loving to us every birthday, every anniversary. You came out and married me and my wonderful, amazing wife, and we're just as happy as we were then. I can't thank you enough. I wish we could have made it to St. Louis way, way, way more often than we did, but such is life. This one's for you. Cars human kai arene, lathunthae and epinosai, kithetu kai iesu, kukuriu haimam. And now may grace and prosperity be multiplied under you, Pastor Griffin, in your next phase in life. Much love in Christ. Miss you all.
Presented to them are their family. And that has happened the entire time that Joe has been here. Well, today, Joe, we have a presentation for you. Come on up, gentlemen. Joe, would you come up front, please? We wanted them to get situated first.
Sure. We'll bring y'all together.
Jake, I'm going to present this by to you. That is the name of our court, Grace Stockton Church. This is a commemoration of the service that we have stopped off with each other.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mark, Besser, yes, sir. We have to talk. It's almost 2:20.
Humps.
I have to stand correct when they do things like
order. Humps.
Thank you, gentlemen, for this. I don't want to say that this flew over the rocks from my foot. Yes, that's a flagpole. So I want to tell you a story about that. We were
Joe, would you like the microphone so they can hear you?
Yes.
No. By the way, everyone, this flag flew over the outside. So it's the first time we've taken down the U.S. flag and presented it to anyone, and it's to Pastor Griffin.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, for presenting this to me. This flag flew on the center pole out front for X number of days, years, whatever. When we were discussing coming to this building before it was actually finished, someone made the suggestion that we have a certain place where the military could be recognized. And I spoke up because I'd already verbalized the idea of having flagpoles out front. I wanted the national flag to be there. I wanted the state flag to be there. And I wanted also the various flags of the various military services to be flown incrementally from time to time from the third flagpole. And I said, I'd like to have also at the base of these flags, some type of memento of those who are members of Grace Doctrine Church that have served or are presently serving, and those who would serve in the future who are members of Grace Doctrine Church. And the Board of Deacons agreed to that. So when you leave here, if you haven't taken note of this, But if you haven't seen the flag area, you can go out there and see where all of this took place. Now, he's reminding me that we've taken up all of the little, what do you call those things? Pavers. There's a word for it called paver. And on the paver, you have information about Fred Jones, who served in the Air Force, and he served so many years, and was based here, there, and, you know, and he shot people in Afghanistan or whatever. All of that was on the paver. And all those pavers were scattered underneath the center pole, which is the U.S. flag. All of those have been taken up. Gary and I went out there about two or three weeks ago.
Dug them up.
Well, you dug them up.
Somebody else dug them up.
A committee dug them up. And once the committee was done digging them all up, we systematically are going to try to, if those that are still living. Is anybody died? A lot of them?
Yeah, we're in big trouble.
Well, we stay in trouble, Gary. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
well, yes.
Can you turn the flag around and read the inscription on the front of the flag? You go show everybody what's inscribed on the flag.
Oh, there's a plaque.
Let's turn around. They're like, no. And I can get you with the flag, not the back of the flag. Oh, I want the price tag.
I have to read it, and then I'll turn it around. Don't leave. I'm going to... It says, Joe B. Griffin, the B is for... I want to tell you what the B is for. Pastor, Grace Doctrine, Church, 40 years of faithful service, it says. Wow, faithful, they said. What was I going to do? I didn't sit in the basement for 40 years, not expecting to get up out of that chair and come up. By the way, where's Jo Henry? Oh, right where I left her. Back in baseball, there's an award that can go to an MVP, most valuable player. A most valuable player is an individual who's always there, does what is necessary, holds the fort, never fails. Been here for almost 40 years, and the most valuable player in all of those 40 years has been Joe Henry. Wow. I guess I should let her come up and make a speech. Well, I'll never forget the day, and I've told this from the pulpit before. I've been listening to these tapes by this guy out in Texas. I didn't know who he was, but I sure was riveted to his commentaries. And I would come home after work, after eating, rather than having a movie or watching some show on television, I'd cue up a 7-inch reel for R.B. Thieme Jr., wailing away on Jeremiah. And I systematically began to do that. And what I was hearing was something that I had not heard from the pulpits of the First Baptist Church of Troy before. In fact, some of the best sleep I ever got was at the First Baptist Church of Troy. You tried your best to stay awake and couldn't do it. But nevertheless, that man riveted my attention. And the thing that sold me on him, listen to this, it's my personal response. He started dependent on where in the Bible he was going to exegete. He started with the Hebrew or the Koine Greek. And over time, I realized that the real truth, the immutability of the Word of God is found in the original languages. And I bought into that. And whenever he would put up, this is audio at that time, whenever he would say a Hebrew word, he would spell it. And I later learned it would be up on the board at Baraka. He would scribble it out. Or it would be in the Koine Greek. And I decided that I had to learn how to do that. Well, the Hebrew was hell to figure out. But the Koine Greek I could figure out pretty soon. And then when I got to Houston, I figured out how to do the Hebrew. And that's what drew me to say to her one day when I walked in the house, I said, Jo Henry, I've made a decision. Is Schaefer in here? Schaefer's over there. You were being rocked at about 1 year old. And I said to her, Jo Henry, I've decided we're going to move to Houston. Well, she's holding one of the youngest child in her lap, so she couldn't say much or do much of anything. She was busy at the time. So I didn't know how she was going to respond. And she just looked at me and said, why did this take you so long? I said, well, I've decided that I have the curse, and the only way for me to make the advance with a wife and three children is to go to the source. So I'm going to figure out a way to go to Houston. Some guy wrote a poem. His name is Mike Kelly. Mike Kelly and I went to the First Baptist Church of Troy. And we knew each other a good long while. He came to the Bible studies I was teaching on the Troy campus at some point. And he encouraged me to go when I told him what I had on my mind. So Mike and I have been good friends from way back when. So I did move to Houston. I housed up two blocks from Baraka Church on Clayburg Street, I think it was called. Two blocks from Baraka. When times were rough on me, we had a screened-in back porch. I'm trying to keep my wife and three children alive and go to Baraka Church every time they opened the doors. And sometimes I had as much as three jobs I was working. When things were really tough, I'd walk out on that screened-in back porch and ease myself over to that screen, and I could look down West Alabama and see the steeple of Baraka Church, that big cross on top. I'd say, Lord, give me one more day. And I'd turn around and walk off. Anytime things got rough, I'd walk on that porch. I look at that cross, Lord, give me one more day. I can't tell you how many times I did that. Over 7 years, a guy named John Smith, of all unusual names, called me on the phone. Said he had a church up in the environs of St. Louis County, Missouri. And they had a pastor, but he had some dread disease, and they thought he was going to die. And he got wind of the fact that maybe there'd be somebody at Baraka that could entertain coming up to the frozen north. I'd already been to Sioux Falls. That was a trip. Where's my man from Sioux Falls? Where? Oh, there you are. Dan Risty. Man, did he have a crew, by the way. You remember that big old ugly boy that was on TV while the boy? Yeah. He's killed more people than in this room here. You talk about a stud muffin. And he couldn't make it here. I would prance him right up here for him to just bloviate for a while. But I'll tell you, Tyler was, along with his brothers and sisters and kin folks and all of those folks up there in Sioux Falls, they were the only people worth living up there. I went to a church there. I don't have any idea what the name of it was, but they needed a pastor, and I thought, well, I'll go up there and see how that dog hunts. I stood up in that pulpit. Oh, they had shindigs after. And I went to the shindigs, and I listened to the people talk, and I'm thinking, good grief. There's not one iota of doctrine coming out of anybody's mouth except that crowd over there. So here's what I decided to do. I think I'll have a Q&A the last hour I'm here. So open the floor for Q&A. Well, that revealed it all. The only people there who had any doctrine were those people over there, because they were listening to R.B. Thiem Jr. tapes, reel to reel, I assume. Everybody else was dumb as a post. See those? See these posts here? Dumber than... I got out of Dodge, and I resolved then, I had made a discovery. If I ever do this again, I will have a Q&A after this over. And when I came here in some, I don't forget exactly, it was in the 80s, and I did my tryout sermons, I told them before I started there's going to be a Q&A at the last hour I'm here. And I opened the floor. People started asking questions and making comments. And they were biblically based. And I walked away and thinking, I'm leaving this with you boys. Whatever y'all decide to do, just give me a call. But when I got back, I told Joe Henry, I said, everybody asked decent questions. They had doctrinal content. They showed interest. And they were well-versed. I think this is something I could do. But, darling, do you really want to head north? I won't go if you won't go with me. She said, I have to go wherever you need to go. I said, well, if they call back and say they want me to go up there and try out pastor, then I'll go. And so they called and said, for some reason, somebody twisted somebody's arm and said, won't we just try him out for a while? So they did. I'm on the verge of doing this for 40 years. It's been quite a ride. We've left a lot of souls in the dust along the way. A lot of people have made the big advance. Some people absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. But I can tell you, I've never looked back with any regret on any day that I've been here. Because whoever shows up, and I'll tell you, it's been bleak lately. Oh, by the way, how y'all liking those seats you're sitting in? There was a time lately when if I could break double figures, I would almost got my blood up. And I'll take one more comment to tell you where we are biblically in Client Nation America. What you presently see going on here is Lucifer flooding the gap because of the loss of thought, no interest in the Word of God, and therefore the dark side is therefore taking over Client Nation America. There's a way for this to be pulled out of the fat, and it all depends on you individuals who stay the course and never flag. We can do this. You guys here are the most important MVPs in America right now, along with your ilk elsewhere in Bible churches in Client Nation America. Stay the course. Keep growing in grace. Resolve in your own souls that you will be a winner. You're going to continue to do these things. You're going to continue to show up. Listen to the tapes. Do you Doritos who have to log on to your computers and listen to me bloviate. It's the doctrine. It is the undeniable Word of God that is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It has been an honor and a privilege for me to have this duty, this opportunity, and the happiness that I've enjoyed along the way. Because of everything that each of you have done and those who followed before that are absent from our gathering here today. It's been a great ride to be a pastor of a local church. I feel like I've done my duty, because when I moved to Baraka Church, I had logged on to the fact that the guy standing in that pulpit down there knew what he was doing. And I finally realized, and I told my congregations before, the reason I give you verbs, because a verb can be a positive or negative. Think this way or don't think this way. It's either one or the other. Giving you guidance to think a certain way or quit thinking another way. That's all you got to know in the Bible. I'm exegeting. I'll be in the pulpit tomorrow. Guess what verses I will be talking to you about tomorrow? James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Do you know what those two verses are? One lone sentence. There's a comma at the end of verse 19, and it continues with a lowercase in the 20th verse. So it's really one verse. And when I get through with that, I will have completed the exegesis of the letter of James. Now, I want to tell you what I plan to do about that. Is it okay for me to go on?
Do whatever you want.
Okay.
Well,
I want to tell you what I plan to do about that. We have to review James 5. Got that? We've always reviewed the chapter. In the process, I'm going to build an expanded translation of the letter of James from verse 1, chapter 1, to verse 20, chapter 5. Okay, all the imperative moods, all 55 of them, are going to be indicated. Those are commandments. Think this way, don't think that way. Whenever you study the scripture, know that there are going to be, typically, imperative moods buried within. You find that out by going to the original languages. You bring that out and ask yourself the question, is this a thought process that I need to adopt? Or is this a thought process that I need to quit observing? It's one or the other. And that's how you grow in grace. Well, I've bloviated long enough. But I really appreciate the flag, guys, for bringing it forward for me. And I'll put it in a storied place. We do have a mantelpiece at home. We rarely light a fire. But the mantelpiece is over the fireplace. And so it won't get smoked up or anything, because we rarely do a fire. But thank you for the thoughtfulness of bringing this forward. This is one of the flags that flew in the flag island out front. And when you leave, drift by there and you'll see there was an area there I call it where the petunias are. Where the petunias are in the middle, that's where all of these pavers were located systematically over the, 20-something years? You remember how many times we've been here?
16 years.
16 years. Around 17 years, we've had these pavers out there for those who are presently serving in the United States Armed Forces. And, of course, they continue to do so presently, those in active duty. It's been a privilege and an honor. The day must continue on, but I want to thank you for your grace and your provisions and your encouragement. And I thank you so much, not only for me, but my dear, precious wife and my family. Have a great day.
Okay, let's fill in some blanks. Joe actually arrived in St. Louis the first time on November the 30th, 1984. He taught his first trial sermon on December the 1st, 1984, and then his second sermon on December the 2nd, 1984. I had the honor to be here for those, so it was awesome. We called him to be the pastor December the 17th, 1984. That's when John Smith gave him a call and said, would you like to take a job? He arrived in St. Louis to house hunt on this January 1st, 1985. While he was here house hunting, he taught his first Bible class, not January 23rd, but January the 2nd, but only for a class. He was house hunting. Then on, I think it was Friday the 21st, you showed up with the U-Haul, you and Bob Olson, and we unpacked you and moved you inside. And then on Sunday morning, January 23rd, you taught your first class as full-time, go get them, ready to roll pastor. So those are kind of the sequence of events of how it happened, starting on November 30th when you arrived in St. Louis on an airplane flight to try out. So here he is. He's been trying out ever since. So we're pretty close to the 40th. He keeps saying I'm boring. We all know that. We've been keeping an eye on him. We may have to, at some point, tell him it's been boring enough. Quick thing about the pavers. It was Joe's idea to have these pavers. And Joe keeps telling us one of these days he's going to call it quits and walk away and whatever it is he keeps threatening to do. He's not going anywhere. But it was his idea. And we thought if he does walk away at some point, the pavers won't mean anything to anyone else. They mean something to us and to Joe. So the thought was, why don't we have Joe give the pavers to you? They'll mean something to you, and you can put them at your home and have these pavers for the rest of your life and your children. So we took the pavers up, and Joe's going to present those to you today. And if it's a family member, they're not here or they're with the Lord, you're going to get it today. The family can come accept it. And that's what we decided to do. Make it special for Joe and make it special for you, the person who thought of it, the person it means something to, and have them give it out so that you can have those pavers at home and put them in your own homes. So we're going to have Joe come up. He's going to call you up here, and we're going to give you pavers. And you can take them home with you, and they'll be a memento forever. We didn't tear up the military garden out there or anything. We just replaced the pavers. That's all we did with blank ones. And those who are not here today, we're not throwing theirs in the trash or anything like that. Joe's going to put together a letter, and we're going to actually deliver them to every single person. Not going to be able to do it tomorrow or over the next week, but over the next few months, we're going to get them out to everybody. So every single person whose name was out there, they will get their paver. If they're not here, they're with the Lord, their family will get the paver. So don't think we've forgotten anybody. We didn't throw anything away or tear anything up. We're doing this very honorably and very professionally, and everybody will get their paver. So Joe, come on up. I've got 3x5 cards for you. And you could kind of be, I know what you could do. What's that guy on Johnny Carson? You can go. Where's Tom? Tom's got to go hand up the.
I'm right here.
Okay. You can hand them to Joe. There you go. Here's the microphone.
I'm not going to say his name. John Stafford, are you here?
He's in there.
John Stafford.
There he is. He's actually doing his job. He's going to come through that door. John Stafford, come on here. I'm going to
you can't find it?
Look at this.
Well, hey, John, we're going to give it to you in a minute. It's easier if we just hand the paver, and then we'll call the name as opposed to this. So okay. You go back and do your job. We'll get you.
All right.
Come here. He came here from California.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Tell him what part.
Simi Valley.
Simi Valley.
And there's a couple of other California transplants around here. So, but yeah, I pulled the trigger and came to Missouri and haven't looked back since.
Awesome. You're going to give him to put him on here.
He's number one of many.
Here you go, Joe. Well, that skips. UK Coast
Guard. Oh, that skips. Okay. So I have it in.
You don't actually get one of these.
Oh, I got one. Right
here. You're getting the junky one. Gary's got the good one.
Here we go. I'm going to go over here. You call Skip.
Is there anyone here by the name of Skip Collins? No, he's around here somewhere.
He was here. Oh, he had to go, sir.
He had to go?
Yes, sir.
What kind of behavior is that?
He had a hernia operation.
He did.
On Thursday.
Oh.
So he's recovered from operation.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that he had a hernia operation Thursday.
Thursday.
That was just a few days ago.
Yeah, it's a couple days ago.
So it's okay for him to be absent here.
Well, he was here, but he left.
He left?
He left.
Well, I'll take all that back.
He'll be here tomorrow.
I'll put this down.
Yeah, you put that there.
You got another one?
Yes.
Who is this?
Doug's going to have to get that.
This is a guy named Jordan Leeshide. He pretended to work for the Air Force.
This is my younger brother.
I was wondering why you were here.
Yeah. Not me, no.
Are you a stand-in?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know where he is?
He is in Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska.
He's still in the Air Force.
Yes, he's still in the Air Force.
So they still like him working there. Jordan D. Leeshide.
Daniel. Jordan
That's his
Daniel.
Brother.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there a man here, and I'm sort of worrying about this. Nevertheless, he did serve. Mark Besser. No, you stand right here.
All right. Okay.
Whenever he cuts his finger, it bleeds orange. And here in about, I'll say, 10 minutes, there's going to be a kickoff at Neyland Stadium. And what's the name of that little burg?
Knoxville.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
It's my hometown.
Uh-huh. And who is it going to be playing?
Some team from down south.
Yes.
Yes. They have an A on their hat and shirt.
And here I am. Someone said Auburn, didn't they? Here's the deal. I'm tied up doing all of this razzmatazz, and I need to be in front of a television set.
But both have DVRs.
We do, don't we? And I've always gotten mine set. If you
I
got
your,
yeah, right. But no, all the kidding aside, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir. Right. Appreciate it. Mark and I have had a good time going at one another for the years. And he did serve, and he did an honorable job in the process. And we've kidded each other along the way. The next person we want to bring forward, if he's here, is Sean Wojciechowski. Is he here?
No,
Sean?
Thomas.
Where's Tom? Tom, if you will be the recipient of your son's paper. And he was among those who were below the flags out front.
Right.
And we appreciate his service to the country.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Here's Tom. That's Tom.
Oh. Do you know this guy?
Yes.
This is Thomas Wojciechowski. And so what branch of service was he?
Army. We had, and there should be another one, yeah.
It's down at the bottom. We'll get it for you here.
Okay. For some reason, I don't know why he's not next, but you can't carry too many of these.
We got enough to pave a street here.
You take those with you and come back later for the other. Yeah.
Less country.
Now this is an Army guy. You have to be careful with these Army guys. And they go by odd names. This one's name is Otis Johnson Jr.
It's Les.
I know. I was saying, there's an L. Where's Les? Well, there is an L in there. It's Otis L. Johnson, Jr. But when you join the military, you have to go by your first name. Would you like to receive his paper? Tell, when you tell him we appreciate his service, sorry you couldn't be here today, but he does get his break.
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Thank you, darling. Yeah. Uh-oh. Is anybody here by the name of Everett Probasco? Where is he?
He's not here.
Why is he not here? Oh. Oh, that's why he couldn't be here. Well, I'll give you his paper. Would you do that for him?
I'll do that.
By the way, we've learned that Everett has been a star member of the United States Air Force. Would you bloviate for a minute about that?
My son, I don't know, Vern Wehmeyer, if you any of you all know him.
I do.
He was a member of this church. And my son came to me one day. I never tried to push him. And he said to me, he said, Dad, I want to be a pilot like you. And I said, fine. And Vern volunteered his time, and I paid for his airplane. And Vern told me that he was the best student pilot that he ever had flown with. And my son today, he is an operations officer in an F-22 squadron at Langley Air Force Base. He's been deployed now since last March. And just got word he was supposed to be home in October this month. But we got word that he's going to be there for another 2 or 3 months. And he can't say why. But he is positive the word of God and a blessing to my family. And it's a blessing to this country. And Joe, you've been a big part of that, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to be associated with him. Okay, this is a deal here. Where's Paul? Paul, meander your way this way, buddy. I was a little confused about this. I was thinking, he's married?
Not as far as we know.
Did we spell his name right?
I think so, yes, sir.
Yeah. Connor J.
Wow, that's heavy. Woo! My goodness. Yeah, I got it. Yes, sir.
What's he up to?
He's actually a drill this weekend, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So he's actually doing his job.
He's actually doing his job, yeah. Yes, sir.
Where is he located?
He's out near Kansas City. He's in a unit out that way. He's good. Missouri National Guard.
You tell him we're really proud of his Thank service you. And appreciate his service.
Thank you. We'll do, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Paul. Ryan Johnson. Got another one? You coming back? Tell me where he's located now.
He's here in St. Louis.
Oh, is he? Well, then you can get that to him right away then.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Well, we thank him for his service.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That's two of those. No,
yeah, good.
Yeah. Okay. Mark Davey, not here. Who is
he? Taylor.
Oh, call me a sweet darling. Tell me where he is right now.
He's with Jesus. He's with the Lord.
Did I know that?
Yes. I did the memorial service.
You did?
Yeah, you were there.
When did we do this? They tell me I've lost my mind, and this is, no, I'm serious. They tell me I've lost my mind, and this is one of the things that happened along the way. Nevertheless, this is for you personally now. And this, of course, was out front as one of the pavers. And we congratulate you, him to you, for his service to the country. Yeah, thank you, darling. Appreciate it. He's doing a good job back there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's working hard.
Dan Humphrey, Navy. This is a Navy crowd. This is a Navy.
Oh, that's Dan.
That's DJ
Humphrey.
You're not up yet.
What?
Yeah, I thought you said Hunt.
Get out of the way.
I thought there was going to be a reasonable explanation for that. I'll read the name again in case you didn't hear it. Daniel Humphrey. Oh, I didn't see you standing there. See, we spelled everything correctly.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm sorry about this, but I'm glad you came to get it. He's still in the Navy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know a guy named Jay?
Long time. Been with him longer than I've been without him.
I want to know if you enjoyed his time, which I assume was in the Navy and the Air Force and the Marine Corps. He was in all of those, wasn't he?
Three out of four. Was it with him in the Marines?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate his service.
Thank
is he here today?
Not today.
Will you tell him that this is for him? His paper was out front for as long as I knew he was in the service.
Yes.
And we appreciate all of his services to the client nation.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, thanks for Sandy.
Okay. I've just been told that the next recipient is also with the Lord, and I guess maybe I should have asked the question before we started this shindig. Are there certain people I'm going to get a paper for that are with the Lord? It didn't cross my mind. And here's another example of the next one. Harry Taig. I thought Mama would be here. There she is. I want to thank you for your service to the country through Harry.
Thank you.
And that was his paper that was out front for a good long while.
It's heavy.
It is heavy, darling. You need me to take it back there for you?
No, okay. I can manage.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, ma'am. Thank you. I got one for a guy by the name of Ben Mitchell. I bet his parents are here. Where are they? There he is. A guy named Benjamin T. Mitchell, United States Marine Corps. Who are? Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so
much. Thank you for your son's service to the country.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. How's he doing?
Great. He's at the Mizzou game today. Otherwise, he would have been here.
No, I understand perfectly.
I don't know what the score was. They were playing Auburn.
Well, I hope Auburn doesn't even score.
It was 3-3 at halftime, so you were close.
No, they can kick field goals.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for everything, Joe.
You bet, buddy. Thank you for your service. Yeah, you bet. Well, he's already been up here one time because of my faux pas, but now I'm going to call forward a guy who was in the armed forces for a good long while, none other than Daniel Hunt. Come on, Big Danny. You don't get a paper.
Yeah, I hope mine's gold.
Look here. That shows you that it has been out there a pretty good while.
It has been.
That's weather-worn, because you were one of the first people out there.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you for your service. You bet. And here's a guy named Bob Bautista, and I know somebody belongs to him in here. Are you saying no one's here? There you are. You were right behind my wife, and I didn't see you sitting there. Did I spell everything right?
That's
good job. This is yours. And tell him about not only this one, but the others that will be out there. Tell me that story.
About why we took them up? Or
No, there's got to be some recognition that they were there.
We dug them out of the ground. That was the recognition.
Oh, that was it. Well, that's why I have this.
Yes.
Oh, okay, you get to keep this then. You don't have to bring it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, my name's Fred, remember?
Oh, Fred, yes. I'd forgotten.
You got to tell them the story.
The story is, I've never been really good with names. And so Joe just knows that if I...
Melanie has something to say.
Oh, sure.
We did attend the church when you were in Creve Coeur and at the Montessori school.
Yeah.
Drove up from Fort Leonard Wood. That was his first food station.
Oh. And
I think we just left and then Gary came on the scene.
Yeah. You were in Bidlack's congregation.
Yes.
So you studied under him before my coming here.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And it was a simple thing to find you.
Yeah.
To find you.
Well, you're still here. You're a veteran. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. Another Probasco. There before you. Mike Trabasco. Where's Michael? Yeah.
I didn't know I had one.
Well, didn't you serve in the armed forces?
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing that brings a question to my mind is why do we not have the branch of service you were in?
I don't know.
We didn't do that early on and started.
Yeah, but I was an early owner.
Do you remember being in the armed forces?
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, then this is your favor. thank you for your service. I don't know who's going to come to receive this favor, but guess who it's made out to? And don't everybody stand up at once. Doris Hunt. When we were doing this duty and learned that Doris was actually in the armed forces, and I don't remember what branch.
Marines.
Oh, she was a Marine. She killed people.
Hoo-ah.
And this is your mother.
Yes, it is.
Elaine, you represent the other guys scattered around the room. And that's her paver. Once we found out she was in the military, of course, she got a paver right front.
Yeah.
And so I remember your blessed mother.
Yeah.
And but nevertheless, there's a lot of Hunts there for it. They can bow to this and favor here.
She was in World War II.
Well, that was a long war,
yes,
wasn't it?
It was.
Thank you for your service as well as hers.
It was an honor.
You bet, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Don't let him leave.
Yeah.
This
is a guy named James C. Hunt. You know
That's
him?
Me.
Well, I didn't know you. I didn't know you were Jimmy.
Yeah.
But Jimmy's got a paper, too, and it's called James C. What does the C stand for?
Clifton. Family name. That was my dad's middle name.
Clifton?
Yeah.
There was a guy named Clifton Webb. Remember him in the movies?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's the only other Clifton
I
know.
I remember my own name.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm able to remember short names like Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But this is James here.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
you
me.
Take care of that.
Yeah.
And you've got your Doris. And you're going to... Do we have another one? Now do you know this guy?
I know him.
Yeah, he's close by. Is he here?
He's not here today.
This is a guy by the name of Christopher Hunt or Chris Hunt. And he's currently active duty, isn't he?
No, he's a police officer, but he was in the Marines.
Well, he did double duty then.
Well, he's not in the Marines now.
Yeah, but he did two duties.
Yeah.
He's a police force of some sort?
Yeah, St. Charles County.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
See, he's trying to keep the peace around here, which is tough duty.
Yeah.
Tough duty here out here.
Okay.
Are there any more?
No, not
That's it for right now?
No, there's going to be a couple more. Oh, you got a Tom Hunt up there?
I'm not sure if he's got time.
Okay.
Well, you may be back soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing a hell of a job.
I'll go get the two-wheeler and
yeah, do that.
Get these out of here. Right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
This name here is Rick Boyles. I lost track of where you were.
Hey, Mr. Joe.
That looks like your name right there.
I'm going to say something here.
Say, what is it?
I think you got a lot of souls right here that's going to be under your authority in heaven.
Why is that, you think?
Because you're our pastor teacher.
The comments like that are brief, but they are powerful when they're said to you personally. Melissa Olson. Now, we'll give yours first, baby. So we'd spell your name right and everything.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm a Wilkins now, but...
Well, you and Olson, when you joined.
Yes, sir.
And that's when we put your paper out front, you were not a Wilson.
A Wilkins.
Wilkins. You were not a Wilkins then. Do you want us to redo the paper?
Yes, sir. this last name right here, my dad, it's an honor to be an Olson.
Wow. Where's your dad?
He's behind the wall, the bald head over there.
Right there?
Yes.
I see you over there hiding. There you are. There's the daddy right there. And thank you, sir. We're not done. We've got a name named Keith Wilkins. You know him?
I sure do.
Well, how do you know him?
He's my husband.
Oh. So do we need to put a Wilkins on here? No. So can you carry this back to you?
I sure can.
You okay?
Yes, sir.
She's a strong woman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deb and Dan's going to come up now for a bunch. So that's
Deb and Dan Risty, would y'all come up front, please? Yeah, both of you. The first guy we're going to mention is a guy named Eric Hamilton.
Yeah, you can come to this.
If you knock something over, that's okay. We'll just pick it up. You know this guy?
Yep.
Well, he's one of several.
Yep.
Hold that for me. That's Eric's now.
Yep.
Know a guy named Spencer Risty?
Yep.
Briefly.
Hold that.
You? Oh, my gosh.
Know a guy named Tyler Risty?
I saw him on the screen.
Been, he hangs around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one. Do we have another?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Oh. Well, I was going to bloviate, but let me bloviate some.
Okay.
Tyler's still active duty, right?
Correct.
Spencer isn't.
No.
Correct.
And the other guy here?
He's not even more either. He's retired.
Retired. This is the only active duty guy.
Correct.
All right, now you can take care of all three of these.
I can.
Okay. Doing a hell of a job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. I love you, baby. Yes, sir. I can tell you.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. You know, I want to tell you something about the Risties. They got this ranch that they invited me up to. That's how I wound up going to Sioux Falls. And they got a house on the property, and it covers half of South Dakota. It's huge. And it got all these, horses running around, cows, and God knows what else. And they could ride off into the sunset and do things on horses. So every now and then, Joe Henry might wind up with a dog. So I'm not too much on animals, and they have, you know, coveys of them. I think. Can you say covey about an animal? I don't know. Quails, yeah, well, whatever. And we go up there, Joe Henry and I did, and I never seen anything like it. They get up before the sun comes up. They go to bed like at 2:30 in the afternoon. And it's just constant. You know, everybody's working on something, sweating, grunge, everything's going on. And they just, Dan just stands around, you know, he just stands. He just looks around. Everybody sees Dan standing, and they said, oh, better shift it into high gear. All he's got to do is look, and everybody just shifts into high gear. And everybody's around hustling. They got all these cows roaming around, horses and mules. I don't know what all. It's like a zoo up there. And they got, how many acres do y'all have? Like 100 acres? Over that. Well, you got to put those animals somewhere, don't you? Anyhow, the most animals I had near me was a dog. Biscuit was the name of my dog. And that's the only animal experience I had. And I go up there, and there's about 100 animals roaming around all over the place. And everybody seemed to enjoy it. I never got over that. All those cows and mules and whatever the hell it was. And they, oh, this is fine. And they got them by names. They call them by names. And But nevertheless, that is what I would call the backbone of America. When there are people like that, that get up every day and do that kind of duty every day, no matter if it's Sunday or holiday either. Ain't that right? Yeah. That's the backbone of America. And they're called Risties. Here's another candidate named Gabe Basso. What's the name of that politician he played part of?
I don't know any politicians.
You're lying to me. Gabe Basso starred in a movie about the guy that's running for vice president.
Oh, J.D. Vance.
That guy. You like him, okay?
I don't comment on politics when I'm in a church.
Well,
if you get me a glass of bourbon, I'll say a lot.
We have a place.
Just like old times?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Look at that. You know this guy?
Yeah, I'm very proud of that young man. He's kept the faith.
It sure has.
It's been tough in his entertainment business, too.
Yeah, but I think that what he did playing that part, I watched the movie on purpose and went to see it at the theater. Is that right, Joe Henry? Well, I saw the movie.
We've seen the movie. I love it.
Wherever the hell it was, we saw it. I saw the movie.
Wasn't the Peep Show.
No. And I thought he did a great job being DJ Vance.
Well, thank you.
And here's what I think about that. I don't want him to get involved in it, okay? But I think he could do that kind of business, too. He could be a good politician. Don't
no,
you
he
think?
He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do it?
No, he wouldn't do it.
But he played a politician.
He did.
Yeah. He did a good job on that.
Still got his lunchbox?
Yes.
He still do have his lunchbox.
Well, there you are. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got his paper. You make sure he gets it.
He's bringing the light of the word into a very dark industry. I just want you to know that. He's on the front lines.
Is he making progress?
He does make progress with a lot of people because he brings the virtue, love, and integrity he has
right.
with him on the set.
Yeah.
But for your teaching, he wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, he's standing fast then.
Yes, sir.
And I thought he did a great job in that movie portraying J.D. Vance. We're really pulling for that guy in the next few weeks. Thank you for your service. Yes, sir. Same here, buddy.
We only have 6 left, so we're almost finished with this.
I know this guy. You say, well, don't you know most of them? Not like I know this guy. There's a fellow by the name of Christopher Owens. I've got a favor for you, buddy. I think we spelled the words right. This happens to be my son-in-law. Is that the way you say that? Joe Henry, you have to tell me. I don't know. He's my son-in-law because he married to Shannon. You know, that's my daughter, and then he married her. And so I think the technical word is he's my son-in-law, Chris Owens. And here's your favor. You're doing a hell of a job. Chris, thank you. We love you, buddy. Okay. Carl Sigmund. Carl Sigmund. Ah, knew he was here somewhere. Here's your paper, and I don't know, you're in the United States Marine Corps.
Yes, sir.
And you're one of the more recent entries to our list, by the way. And we thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for you.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you. That, is that lady behind you your wife?
Yes, she is.
I thought you introduced me. That's his wife right there. What do you want us to do? You want us to turn around and be pretty?
You're fine. Carl was out of line.
Oh. Guy by the name of Malin Cruz. Have to fight your way through all of that. Hi there. You made it down.
I did.
You
I'm
did.
Sorry.
Bless your heart. I'm proud you're here, Nancy. This is Malin's paper.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Hey. Right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, you bet. How are things going with you down yonder?
Beautiful. He's led 7 of my family, and we're so grateful.
Well, I'm just doing my duty.
<I'm>
Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks to both of you. Okay. Fellow by the name of David Gillespie. Is Dave here? Where is this? I see this somewhere. Oh, there he comes. Hey, Dave. Dave, we got a paper for you, my man. We spelled it right, then you'll be able to keep it. If you don't spell it right, we'll get another one. Thank you for your service. You bet. Bill Reed. You know him?
This is Shreveport. He's right back here somewhere. I don't know
yeah. Where he is. I'm looking for Bill Reed. Is he here?
Yeah, he's here somewhere.
Bill Reed.
Right there.
Where?
Right there.
I don't see any.
Sure.
Oh! I was expecting you to be off yonder somewhere. See, says Bill Reed.
Yes, sir.
Like you do a lot of reading.
I do a bit of reading.
Yeah. And I don't know your branch of service, but it's not from Chattanooga. So where's your branch of service?
Well, I was in the Army first and then the Air Force.
So you did two things?
Yes, sir.
And you retired from all of that?
Well, after about 10 years, I kind of called it quits. Did something else.
Well, then you did a heck of a job.
Thank I sure appreciate you. It. Thank you.
Thank you for your
it's
service.
An honor.
Yes, sir. Thank you for yours.
Yeah.
This, what happened to this? That's just like a different color. Trade this in for yeah, Daniel Borsak. Come look at this. We might need to get you a different one. The others look different than this. Do you want to trade it in?
I don't know what that's supposed to say, but okay.
Wait, what branch were you in?
Army.
You were in the Army. You still in the Army?
No, I'm out now.
You got out?
Got out after Desert Storm.
Well, thank you for your service for that, buddy.
Thank you.
And this is your paper, and you can use that in many ways. Paperweight, for example.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thanks for your service, buddy.
That's it, buddy.
Stand right there. Last but not least, there was a guy who rode the waves. He went from post to post. dock to dock, always, inevitably, forging ahead, killing the enemy hither and yon, and ultimately made it back to shore. And in the process, he did not know this at the time, but in the process, at the moment he was saved, he was imputed the spiritual gift of missionary. Who would have thought? People said that about me, by the way. Joe Griffin's a pastor? They would sort of curl a face up like that. And did they do that to you?
They still do. They threw my picture in the trash. Yeah. They put my picture in the trash.
Well, that's, look, I'm familiar with that kind of crap. Yeah.
We spend most of our life in the doghouse.
We do.
I know.
Yeah, but here we are.
I know. And we're up here with the microphones.
We
even
are.
Even though we're in the doghouse.
It looks like we're in charge.
That's right. We win.
Well, because to commemorate that happy day, we've got a paper that says Gary D. Watson, United States Navy. Congratulations, buddy. You did a hell of a job. Whoa. Is that it?
That's it.
You're supposed to say I did a hell of a job.
I'm not done yet. I had to put that down. It's too heavy for me. I got tender hands.
I don't know if they're tender, real tender.
Turning pages, I get paper cuts.
I do. Can I sit down now?
You can sit down now.
Okay, thank you.
You don't have to.